36 of 40 days with Jesus. Well, we're definitely in the home stretch now, the last few days of this journey that we've been taking as we've reflected on the encounters that Jesus' followers had with the resurrected Jesus. I hope that you've been able to take this journey by putting yourself back in those stories, by thinking about how you might have reacted, of understanding again why Jesus did this and the impact of each encounter that we've looked at. And I hope that you've found not only challenge from it, but also been inspired again and been affirmed in the confidence that you can have in the resurrected Jesus. As we come to these final few days, we're looking at Acts chapter 1, verses 1 to 11. Luke's second account, the second volume of his story from the gospel into the early days of the church. These 40 days were very important to the followers of Jesus. These 40 days between resurrection and ascension that we've been looking at. And for Luke, of course, in this story, there was still another 10 days to wait yet until Pentecost. But these 40 days have been preparation for the followers of Jesus. A really key moment for them if they're to take the words of Jesus and the life of Jesus as a reality in order then for the next stage of God's plan for the redemption of the world to come into being as the church begins to grow and flourish and people join this mission and become convinced about who Jesus is. But for these first followers, of course, their first-hand account was so important to these early stages of this journey. Throughout the Bible, God prepares people for various tasks. For some, it takes a long time. For others, just a moment. Joseph was 13 years in training before becoming the prime minister of Egypt, being put in the place God was preparing him for. Moses, of course, he endured 40 years in the desert before he was ready to be Israel's deliverer. Jesus' disciples, those 12 had probably about 3.5 years with Jesus in preparation for what was to come. And then these 40 days being the final stages in order to become world changers. This idea of preparation is so part of God's plan and purpose for his people and for each one of us as well. And as we're going through this lockdown period with the coronavirus situation that we've been facing, for some of us maybe it has felt a little bit like dead ground really. We're just sort of kicking our heels, we're just treading water. But I wonder if God is preparing us for something more. 40 days, probably longer. But what is it that God is doing during this time? Because he's definitely doing something. He's definitely got a purpose for you and for me during this time. And no matter how long this period may go on for, I wonder if you might continue to use this time to see what God wants you to see, to hear what God wants you to hear, and to do what God wants you to do. Preparation takes time. You know that. I expect there's many new things that you've done in your life, preparing for exams, preparing for the job, preparing for new tasks within that job, preparing for marriage, preparing for the birth of a child, preparing for all sorts of things, to move house, to find work, preparing for all new things that are happening. And you'll know that it takes time, it takes intention. And I think that this time for us is part of God's preparation plan. Let's hope it's not 40 years. For some of us, even 40 days is going to be too much. But I wonder if in this season, something is beginning to birth, beginning to break through, that we will see the full extent of when we come through this and God opens up new things. God is doing something right now. He is birthing things now. This isn't just dead ground, kicking our heels, treading water time. This is for us to say, God, what do you want to do in my life? because I'm open to it. May these final few days of 40 days help you to come into that living reality that God loves you, that he has a plan and purpose for you, and he's preparing you for something even more. Let's pray together. Lord, I thank you that you love me and you want the best for me. I make a choice today to embrace your preparation time, knowing that you have good plans for my life. Help me to learn by listening to your voice and responding to your Spirit's promptings. Help me to grow in faith and patience so that I may inherit the fullness of your promises. In your name, amen.